page 88. Listen for main ideas.
They're popping up around the country, women in red hats. In fact, they've organized their own sorority with more than 3,000 chapters. They celebrate being women and being over 50 years old. Trish Anderton of New Hampshire Public Radio found one chapter of the Red Hat Society at an Independence Day parade this week and filed this story.
It's a classic small-town parade, complete with fire engines, veterans organizations, and a float by the high school swim team. But this year, there's something new. The Red Hat Society consists of women 50 and older. They've got a black truck with a big hat on it and a red hay wagon some of the members are riding. Others walk alongside and toss candy to the kids in the crowd. Red Hatters dress all in purple, with, of course, red hats. Their goal is to have a good time.
Well, today's ensemble, I have on a purple ankle-length shift with stars on it.
Marianne Ryan is the leader, or queen mother, of this chapter.
My hat is a wide-brim picture hat with a purple feather boa topped off with a tiara, because after all, I am the queen.
The society takes its name from a 1961 poem by Englishwoman Jenny Joseph called Warning. It begins, "When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat which doesn't go and doesn't suit me." The narrator goes on to talk about learning to spit and spending her pension on satin sandals and generally enjoying herself. The society's founder, Californian Sue Ellen Cooper, says it's a message women 50 and older instantly understand.
My particular generation and those older pretty much did put their family ahead of everything. And there's no bitterness about it. It's just we all kind of look at each other and we know that we have given and nurtured and supported and upheld and et cetera. And it's kind of fun to say, now, like, let's see, what was it I wanted to do?
Cooper saw the poem years ago and was struck by it. She gave a bunch of her friends red hats. Then they started going out to tea wearing the colors. 2 years ago, a local magazine wrote an article about them. Then phone calls and emails started pouring in, and other women began organizing. Now Cooper is the exalted queen mother of a society with over 3,500 chapters. Red Hatters are not overtly political. They don't go in for volunteer work or self-improvement, but they do enjoy solidarity. Back at the Wolfboro Parade, Judy Harrington marches with a dozen other members of the society. Harrington is wearing a big red straw hat with an American flag. She says at first it wasn't easy being so flamboyant.
I don't like to come out of my home with my neighbors seeing me in purple in a huge red hat. But when I get with the girls and put the hat on, it's a whole different story.
The clothes are important, but not as a status symbol. Red Hatters brag about yard sale dresses and bargain basement shoes. Former clothing industry executive Carol Wallace especially enjoys dressing down. She says it signals a sort of détente, an agreement that as older women, they can stop competing with each other.
It's the first time in my life I have been with a group of women, and all we do is love and support each other and laugh our sides off. There's not one of us that are jealous of each other or envious, or it's amazing.
Sitting on the sidelines, 35-year-old Kristen Hammond of Connecticut says she's going to wear purple someday.
I like the fact that they're out here so bold. Most of the time, women over the age of 50 like to pretend they're not. And I like to see that women of all age are happy to be out there, wearing gorgeous hats, being as bold as they can.
That's the point, says Sue Ellen Cooper. The exalted queen mother says the message behind the apparent silliness is that older women refuse to be invisible, even if they have to wear a red sequined baseball cap and purple pants to grab the spotlight. For NPR News, I'm Trish Anderton in Wolfboro, New Hampshire.